Now, will you notice this? And I'm reading now verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Now, this is very important for us to note here. God says here that he gives them the land, and the land is theirs, but their enjoyment of it and their possession of it depends upon the fact that every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, it's yours, but you got to go get it. Now today, if I may refer again to the epistle to the Ephesians, we are told that we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies. And these spiritual blessings are ours. But how many Christians are enjoying these today? Comparatively speaking, very few. They are not laying hold to these great spiritual blessings that are ours. I've told the story before. I'll tell it again, because there's some folks tell me I ought to repeat more. I don't like to do it, but here goes, that I have a clipping. We'll use it when we get to Ephesians, of a man that was in Chicago, and Scotland Yard had come from England to find him. He was not a criminal. Actually, this man was an heir to about a $5 million tea estate. His uncle had died, and they couldn't find him. They knew he was somewhere in the United States. They were sure, almost sure he was in Chicago, and they were sure that he was a bum. And they expected to find him in some of the cheap hotels. They looked for him. They didn't find him. And here was a man, an heir to $5 million, and yet he was staying in two-bed rooms at night and actually sleeping in a doorway. I never heard how that came out till afterward, and I was telling the story, and a lady from Chicago came up to me, and she said, "Dr. McGee, did you ever hear how that worked out?" And I said, "No. I never knew." She said, "Well, they found him, but they found him one morning dead, frozen to death in a entranceway, a doorway to one of those cheap hotels. He couldn't even pay the 25 cents. He had $5 million. I said to that lady, I said, "That's a tragedy to have $5 million and then not be able to pay 25 cents for a room." You know what was wrong? He didn't claim it. He didn't lay hold of it. It was his. Israel owned that land, and they never got all of it. Fact of the matter is, they got very little of it. Well, they'd have to walk up and down and lay hold of the land, although God had given it to them. It was theirs as an eternal possession. But if they are to possess it and to enjoy it and get the fruits of it and rejoice in it, why, they must tread upon. They must go into that land and walk up and down. How are they to walk up and down? They were to lay hold of it, wrest it from an enemy, and a living from the soil, which they did, by the way. But did they do it, or did God do it? Well, you have in Ephesians for us, Paul says, "I beseech you as a prisoner of the Lord, that ye walk worthy of the high calling wherewith you're called." Now, if you and I today are going to possess our spiritual possessions, why, we must walk according to the way God has outlined it for us. It must be in lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit, and then to recognize that it is only what God does in and through us that is important, that counts. Therefore, we ought to be able to say, as Joshua was, and as the psalmist David said in Psalm 115:1, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory." And today, we do not get the victory. He gets the victory. It's possessions that we get. The spiritual blessings become ours when the victory is his. Now again, Paul said to a young preacher, "It's not by works of righteousness which we've done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he shed abundantly on us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And then in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And Hebrews 11, 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out unto a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. He went out, not knowing whither he went. Now, he could still be in Ur of the Chaldees and say he believed God, and it wouldn't amount to anything, because his words would be idle words, meaningless words. The way that you reveal your faith is by your action, that is, as far as this world is concerned. Abraham, he moved out. He obeyed God. And that, my friend, is what it means to trust God, is to cast yourself upon him. Now, this man Joshua, he believes God. God's encouraging him and tells him now to step out. And that which is to be his authority will be the word of God. It's not to depart out of his mouth. He should meditate in it. And the third thing, he's to do according as it is written. And so that is the formula of faith. That is the method. If there is a method, that is it. And so we have before us here this man now stepping out in a very marvelous, wonderful way. Today, Christians are blessed with all spiritual blessings, and yet some of them die like a bum up in a doorway when they could enter in and lay hold of great spiritual blessings. What a tragedy it is. Well, this book's going to tell us how to lay hold of those possessions, friends, because there's a conflict in the book of Ephesians. We're told something about that conflict. We're told there that we're to put on the whole armor of God. Why? Well, because we got an enemy, friends, and I mean a real enemy, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's not our enemy today. Ours is a spiritual enemy, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, you've got to have on the whole armor of God, and their victory has to be won. You and I don't get the victory. He gets the victory. The Lord Jesus does. And what we get is what Israel got, deliverance and possession. God gave them every victory that they got. They never won a one of them themselves. God gave it to them. If you and I ever win a victory, we won't win a victory. He has to win it, but he'll win it for us if we will, by faith, enter into these wonderful possessions.